Gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for November 25th, 2014 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Lorraine Ocampo.
Present.
Commissioner Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander. Here. Commissioner Lloyd Roberts. Here. Also present, we have Stephen Graham from the City Attorney's Office.
Nice. Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. I don't have any slips, and I don't see anyone that wants to make a comment, so we'll move on to item AB, approve agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Okay. Moving on to our consent calendar for today, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? I'd ask for that motion.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A4, a request by the Chief of Police Department to approve revised flex promotional standards, Police Records Technician 1 to Police Records Technician 2. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the flex promotional standards from promotion from Police Records Technician 1 to Police Records Technician 2 as submitted. If I can have that motion. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A5, correspondence. I don't believe we have any today, do we?
There's no correspondence today.
Okay. Next, moving on to item A6, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
All right, it's been a while since we met last, so I have a few reports. But before I get started, I just want to wish a happy birthday to Commissioner Roberts and an early happy birthday to Lorraine as well. So anyway, I'm impressed that you both are here, not only Thanksgiving week, but also your birthdays. So in your packets, you have two monthly reports, one for the month of September, as well as that for the month of October. And certainly I'd welcome any questions that you may have. September marked the end of the first quarter in this fiscal year. We had, at that time, a total of 12 eligibility lists that were issued, certifying 212 candidates. The average days, working days in civil service was 11 during that period. And at the close of the month, we had 9 recruitments that remained in progress, with 6 reduction in force notices issued in that month, finalization for Parks and Recreation as well as police. Then if we move to the report for October, and at that time we had 11 eligibility lists issued certifying 109 candidates, with an average day in civil service of 9 working days, and 14 recruitments remained in progress at month end. So were there any questions or additional information that you might be seeking relative to what's going on in the department at this time?
Additional information. On the voting ballot, what was it, QNR?
Yes.
How does ICR pass?
Right.
So how does that affect civil service? How does that affect us? Have you, or maybe I should address that to the attorney.
It won't really have an effect operationally. Our, of course, Q didn't pass, but R did. And the component of that is that they modified it such that the action can move forward with the option to do an appeal without having requirement for administrative pay during that period, and then if it's overturned. So functionally, it will not change the flow and the rights of the employee. It just comes down to payment during that period of time.
Oh,
So I don't know if you would want to add any more information.
Commissioner Alexander?
Just a comment, in my opinion, I think it will affect us a little bit. I don't think there'll be the delays that we have had in the past because the person challenging the, or, you know, presenting the appeal isn't getting paid during this time. So if they truly, truly feel that they're in the right, which they are, obviously, if that's their feeling or they wouldn't appeal, they're going to want to get back on the job faster than now with the new format. They're not going to get paid where before they were getting paid. So they will end up getting paid if we side with them, but it'll be retroactive. They won't get paid during the time of the appeal. So I think it's going to move it faster for us.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. You know.
I believe, the employer will probably try to inspire their counsel to move forward because of the situation they're going to be in. Counselor, did you have anything to add to that?
Not really. I think the only major difference is going to be administratively with whether they're being paid or not.
Good. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, I would ask for a motion that the activity reports for September and October 2014 and the personnel action summary reports for October 6, 2014, October 20th, 2014, November 3rd, 2014, and November 17th, 2014 be received and filed, if I can have them.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Through the chair, before you adjourn, I was wondering if through this under Rebecca's report, do we have any information or have they started talking about the next budget?
I know in the city at the city manager's level, I'm sure they've started having discussions, but they've not moved forward with doing the mid-year, which will come probably after the holiday season in those discussions, and then prep for the next fiscal year.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Our next item is item A7, closed session. I don't believe we have a closed session item today. And our next item is item A8. Adjournment, and I would like to take this time to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and our two birthday people happy birthday.
All right.
And I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of December 9th, 2014, if I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.